Unit 9D, Topic 2-5.
Part 1.
Okay, hi. Good morning, everyone. As you can see, we have a guest today. I have great pleasure in introducing you to Mr. Dan Wessler, who works for one of our biggest automobile manufacturers. He's going to talk to you today about new technology in the automobile industry. Mr. Wessler, thanks very much for coming.
It's great to be here. Well, hi, everyone. I'd like to start by asking you a question. How many of you have a car? Put your hands up. That's everyone, right? No, one hand isn't up.
I ride a motorcycle.
Okay, so you all drive a car or ride a motorcycle. Well, here's the bad news, guys. You're really polluting the atmosphere. You know about CO2 emissions and global warming, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
My parents have too.
Well, here in the USA, that's a big problem. Here are some facts for you. Americans make up around 5% of the total world's population. But we drive a third of all the cars in the world. I'll just say that again. 1 in 3 cars in the world is in the USA. And it gets worse. Our cars, well, most of them, produce a lot more CO2 than cars in some other countries, like, say, countries in Europe. But here's another fact for you. Half of all the CO2 emissions from cars around the world come from American cars. Half of all CO2 global car emissions come from the USA.
Mr. Wessler, can I ask a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Why do American cars produce more CO2 than cars in other countries? I mean, we have great technology, right? I know my car is pretty old, but most American cars are modern, so that makes them, like, what's the word, efficient?
Good question. Yeah, sure. Our cars are the best in the world.
Yeah! That's right! We're number one!
But the first big reason why we use so much more gas here in the States is that we like big cars. I guess a lot of your moms and dads own a SUV.
Yeah, of course.
Well, SUVs are great cars, but they use a lot of gas. In fact, they're real gas guzzlers. With the average SUV, you only get about 20 miles per gallon of gas. The other reason is that in the States, we drive more than people in many other countries around the world. How many of you drove to college today? Right. We drive to the shopping mall, which is often a long distance from the town. The movies, to see grandma and grandpa in Oklahoma. The average American car travels 11,000 miles a year. Around the world, the average is more like 3,000 miles. So you see, we have big cars that use a load of gas, and we drive more. The result is we produce a lot more CO2.